Yo, welcome back to the 420 podcast.
420, blaze it up.
Fucking smoking weed, dude. I smoke so much weed every day. Every single day, I just blaze it up. I smoke weed. I've eaten one edible in my life, and I freaked out because of it. I've never smoked. I've never even smoked anything. Just one edible, and it drove me fucking insane. But I'm going to call it the 420 podcast just because, you know, it's just that's just the vibe. We're in 2021, guys. 2021 is finally here, which means everything is just going to be different. Everyone's just going to have a good life from now on. The coronavirus is officially over because it's a new year. You know, some fucking ball dropped in Times Square, and that means that all your woes are over. You're not a loser anymore. You don't have that weird third nipple sticking out of your armpit. You are a winner. So congratulations. You are a winner. 2021. And it's just going to be different. Everything is just going to be totally, you know, groovy. The word groovy is coming back in 2021. I did a show in Connecticut last night, and Connecticut is the, you know, is I didn't like it. I did not like Connecticut. It was fucking boring. And, you know, Connecticut is a lot more open than New York City is. I think you don't really have to do shit. Like, I don't think mask wearing is required. I don't think they're even saying, like, oh, limited capacity shit. But luckily, the venue that I was doing the show at, they were responsible. They kept everything socially distanced. And you actually couldn't go inside the venue unless you were wearing a mask, which was good, you know? So they were keeping it safe. But I went to go do a show in a bowling alley in a mall. So that's where my stand-up career is as of now, is I'm doing stand-up in bowling alleys in malls. This mall was the biggest. It was the biggest mall I've ever seen in my entire life. I shit you not. It was fucking huge. The parking garage, it's crazy because the mall is on top of the parking garage. And it's not like the parking garage is underground. They just built the whole thing above land. So the parking garage is four floors. And then the mall is another four floors. And each floor is just fucking huge. And again, if you can fit a fucking bowling alley inside a mall, it's got to be pretty big. So this thing was fucking huge and did the show. It was fun. It was nice to do comedy indoors again. Right now I'm doing comedy outside again. And it's 20 degrees outside. It's 20 degrees outside and we've been doing comedy on the sidewalk in Times Square. I mean, listen. I don't know how your professional career is going, all right? But it's going a lot better than whatever the fuck I'm doing these days, you know? That's just my life. I talk to random people on sidewalks. I act like it's my career, in quotations. You know, then I go home and I jerk off for about 6 hours until it starts chafing. If it's not chafing, I gotta keep going. I gotta just keep going until the skin is all gone. I apologize. I don't know why I have to say things that just upset people. I mean, it upset me saying that just now. So I apologize. Don't cancel me. All right. Hashtag me too. I'm a victim. Okay. I'm a victim. I'm a victim of myself. And that's why you can never get mad at me. I take no responsibility for anything I say. I would like to cancel other people. What the fuck am I talking about? So yeah, I did this fucking show in Connecticut, and it was fucking, you know, it was fucking, it was great. It was fun. Who would have known? And the fucking the sound of the pins getting knocked down by bowling balls, you couldn't even hear it because we did it in some private room in the back, you know. Some private room in the back of the bowling alley. But what sucks is waiting for the train, you know, Metro North. God. After a certain time, the train only comes once an hour. And so after my show, I was literally in fucking South Norwalk, Connecticut, which is never a sentence that you should want to say in your life. Oh, yeah, I'm in South Norwalk. 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 I don't even know where that name originated. Is Norwalk like a European type of name? Is it Norwalk? Is it like a fucking Native American type thing? Because I know a ton of places in the Northeast just have Native American names. And fucking Mohegan Sun is pretty close by, I think. So I have fucking no idea. But yeah, I'm going to South Norwalk, Connecticut. Dude, when I was a fucking consultant, I thought the cities I went to were shitty, right? Going to Plano, Texas. Yeah, go to Plano. Plano, Texas. Going to Morristown, New Jersey. I thought those places were fucking the worst. But I'm going to South Norwalk, Connecticut. Oh, no. Oh, no. But it was cool. I reconnected with another comic buddy of mine up there who I haven't seen in like over a year because he's been on the road headlining. And yeah, dude, it was nice reconnecting with him. And he was just talking about how he's been able to make a lot of money on the road. You know, he's been able to make like 60K. That's what he said, on the road just touring. And he was a New York comic for a little bit. But, you know, he's been on the road so much that it made more sense for him to just, you know, move back home and save rent because he wasn't fucking in the city anyway. I mean, I would do that shit. If I had enough road dates where I was just fucking, you know, balling out, then I fucking wouldn't be in New York either. Actually, maybe I would just because I'm a fucking idiot. But I see why he wouldn't want to be there, right? And he was just talking about how he just hates sucking up to... You know, he just hates sucking up to, you know, different, like, bookers in New York City, and he's done with it. He's like, dude, I fucking headline on the road. I know I'm a good enough comic to, you know, I don't need the judgment from other fucking, you know, these fucking gatekeepers in New York to fucking tell me if my comedy's good or not. I know it's good. I've been fucking doing 60 minutes and killing in front of, like, people on the road. I'm just like, yeah, totally, dude. Fucking absolutely. And he was like, yeah, I don't really give a fuck about industry. I'm like, listen, dude, industry is never going to give a shit about comics like you and me, right? Like, industry is looking for a specific type of gay, black, LGBTQ, politically correct comic right now. They don't want a fucking Chinese man who just talks about jerking off for 6 hours. That is not really what their market is looking for. Unfortunately. So yeah, I mean, you know, industry is never gonna be the thing. I've already accepted this. Industry is never gonna be the thing that propels comics like us to prominence. You know, we just gotta build it from the ground up. And luckily fucking Andrew Schultz, who, if you guys don't know who that is, he's just this comic who was struggling for a long time and then he just started putting his clips on YouTube and now he has a fucking special on Netflix. And he's really funny, and he was killing everywhere. But the industry never recognized him because he was so not PC. But then he started putting his clips up on YouTube, and then he got a bunch of subscribers. All his social media accounts are fucking going off the rails. And, he built an audience for himself, and that's why all the fucking industry is, you know, they want him now because he has an audience. Right? I mean, that's the thing that industry wants. Like, they don't know what is funny and what's not funny. They just have no idea, right? You ever see, like, sitcoms that, like, fucking big networks put on, like NBC and shit? They fucking suck. Because let me tell you something. All sitcoms and all, like, writers of sitcoms, they're all really funny people. And the creators of any sitcom, like, probably even Big Bang Theory, they probably all are hilarious people, but... The network will give them notes, like, oh, I don't think you should do this joke, and oh, I think this joke should be, and oh, I think this story should go. It's the business people that run the network that kills the creativity of the writers, producers, and actors of the show. And then it just becomes this cookie-cutter, shitty sitcom that you see on these networks. And that's why they're bad, you know? Luckily, Netflix kind of goes in another direction with their shows, and I've heard this from multiple comedians and showrunners at different shows at Netflix, that they'll be like, yeah, Netflix just doesn't really give us notes. If anything, they're always like, yeah, take it further. You know? So that's good. That's why they're fucking killing fucking, like, the traditional media outlets like NBC and CBS and, you know, ABC. It's because they actually let their artists do whatever the fuck they want. But, you know, I don't know. But it's hard to judge. It's hard to judge who is what is funny when you're a business person and you've been fucking, you spend your life around spreadsheets. You don't spend your life around, you know, funny people. So you have no fucking idea. And that's really weird how business is just like, just their executives are people who just have no idea about like art at all, right? It's like, oh, you know, I transferred from the finance department to the creative department of our television programming. It's like, dude, what qualifies them? Even if you've worked in television programming for 30 years, that still doesn't qualify you to give notes on like a show, because it's like, you're not a writer. You're not an actor. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. It always annoys me when, like, if you know, you're a comic and you go up and you do your thing, and then after your set, someone who isn't a comic starts giving you notes on your set, like, oh, I would add this tag right here, or I would do the timing here needs to be. It's like, dude, if you went on stage and you did stand up, you would be fucking awful. You'd be so bad. You don't know anything. You haven't done stand-up a day in your fucking life. And you're going to be like, oh, I actually think you should do it. You should do it this way. No, dude. You don't know. Right? And some of you might be like, oh, well, dude, just because, like, the greatest coaches weren't necessarily the greatest players. Well, they still played. They still played. Every great coach has done the sport for a significant amount of time. Significant. You know, so I'm not saying, like, you know, if you're a fucking comic and you've been doing it for like 20 years, yeah, give me notes, dude. I'd love to hear it. But if you're just some fucker named Kyle, who's from South Norwalk, Connecticut, just in the audience chilling, just never did stand up a day in his life, and you walk up after me, you're like, I actually think you should be, then kill yourself, right? Jump off that fucking 8-story mall and just land headfirst into the pavement, because I don't want to hear about it. By the way, that didn't happen when I went to Connecticut, okay? There's no one named Kyle in the audience, and no one gave me notes yesterday. The crowd was just a friendly crowd. I'm not talking shit about the lovely audience that I performed to yesterday. But yeah, you know, I mean, like, you know, comics will get just like DMs all the time of people just saying, like, I think you should do this. I think you should do that. It's like, shut up. Shut the fuck up. But anyways, guys, it's 2021, right? What is your New Year's resolution? I want to know. What are you going to do differently this year? I mean, guys, we all, it's a new year. It's a new me, okay? I've shed my skin. It's like when you go from middle school to high school, you're like, I'm just going to be a new guy, okay? I'm going to redefine who I am. I know I was a loser, but now I'm going to be cool. I never tried to do that shit. I always knew my place, right? I always knew. Like, dude, you're a fucking loser for life, baby. And that's okay. I mean, I think the corniest thing is people who try to be cool. Like, I see that all the time. Even as adults, man. Like, you know, adults try to pretend like they're, like, super secure. But they're not, dude. They're just like kids in high school. It's the exact same behavior. Like, you try to examine what is the social hierarchy in any situation you're in. And then people try to climb it by numerous different ways. By impressing the people above them. By shitting on the people below them. And, you see that everywhere. That dynamic of, oh, who are the cool kids? Who aren't the cool kids? You see that in business a lot, too. Right? Like, I remember the fucking private equity place I was temping at for a while. There was the head of the department, right? And then everyone just sucked his dick. Everyone just fucking sucked his dick. And all the fucking senior VPs who are around the CEO, they would all act like children around him. Like the CEO was their fucking daddy. And he's like, oh, daddy, you're so good. Daddy, you're such a nice guy, daddy. And then while the CEO wasn't around, then they would act like the man. They would become daddy. And all the people lower than them would be like, oh, daddy, oh, senior VP daddy, you're such a nice person. Yeah, I mean, fucking working in business, it's just the ego trip, you know? Just a bunch of fucking egos flying around doing God knows what. Okay? It's like humble yourself. Humble yourself. Have your head lowered. And just try to be a nice person. I don't even think you should try to be nice, honestly. Like, I don't really like nice people because I think they're fake. Not all the time. I mean, everyone is nice at times and everyone is mean at times. And I think if you're nice and it's not genuine, then I hate it. I'd rather have someone be mean and genuine than be nice and fake. 10 out of 10 times. Because people who are honest and genuine, and I shouldn't even say honest, because like sometimes lying is genuine behavior. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, or you don't want to avoid the trouble of et cetera, et cetera. It's like, yeah, I'll lie. And that's genuinely what I want to do. So I don't think people who tell the truth all the time, that's not like authentic, in my opinion. I think being authentic sometimes is lying, right? You know, tell my friend like, oh no, you're not balding that bad. You look good, dude. You look good. I can still see some hair follicles up there, right? It's not totally like the Sahara Desert, even though it totally is. It's probably worse because at least the Sahara has some cacti growing out of the ground. But you got nothing up there, dude. Your fucking hair is gone. Yeah, so I'd rather fucking have someone who's just genuine. Like that fucking fake nice thing is a very common thing amongst like consultants, you know. I mean, when I was in business school, there was a big like thing about like, oh, consultants versus bankers. Which one do you want to go into? Do you want to be a consultant? Do you want to be an investment banker? Right? And they're both douches, but the thing is, like, I became a consultant, but the reason why I actually like bankers a little bit more is just because I think they're a little bit more genuine, you know? Like, consultants, they'll be very fake nice and fake modest. Like, consultants will literally be like, oh, yeah, my undergrad wasn't that great. I only just graduated the valedictorian of my class and then also had, you know, 40,000 extracurricular activities. I was the president of about 39,000 clubs. And I just had a rec from Barack Obama, but, you know, it just wasn't that great. It's like, shut up, dude. You're fucking killing it, right? At least bankers will just straight up be like, dude, I'm the shit, dude. Did a bunch of cocaine yesterday. Fucked a hooker. I'm the shit, right? They're too coked out of their mind to tell a lie. So they might as well just be genuine because, yeah, their brain is full of coke all the time. Fucking fake nice people. I hate them, dude. Oh, hey, how are you? How's it going? Don't use that tone with me. That is such a fucking Karen tone. Oh my God, how's it going? No, I don't think that's what Karens will do. Is they'll literally like diss you with a smile on their face. Like, no, that's not the way we do it. Okay, that's a little weird. It's like, hey, I'm fucking Asian, all right? I don't... Summer? What do you summer? That's what Karen say. What do you summer? I summer the Hamptons, and my family owns, like, only 3 boats. And I tell my dad, like, listen, Dad. Daddy, you only have 3 boats, and my friend Melissa, her dad has 17 boats. So you're kind of like... a poor loser, and please change that before I go back to school, because next semester my sorority is planning a formal where we all go on boats into the sea where we can get roofied by Chad and Chad and Chad. So just please change that, because I'm going to need those boats in the future, all right? My name is Lindsay. And then those are Karens when they're young. And then when they get old, they're like, oh, my God, my name's Karen. My husband is a hedge fund manager, and I'm just a stay-at-home mom, and I just do Pilates all day. And today I was driving, and there was this, like, not to be racist, but there was this Mexican guy, and he was just staring at me. So I called the police on him, just because it's like, well, listen, it's if you come to this country, you got to learn how to speak English. Okay, and it's like, if you can't speak English and you're like staring at my titties and like the yoga pants that I'm wearing from Lululemon, it's like, well, then maybe you should be deported. I mean, listen, I don't want to judge, and I'm not trying to be racist, but like, black people just really don't understand like how to act. Like, it's like I haven't even seen one pair of Crocs on like these black people, and I'm just like, listen, my name's Karen, and I'm gonna call the cops on you. That's kind of the age. That's kind of the age transformation. And then when Karens get older, they're like, hey, I need a black guy to enter my cunt. They could do a full 180, and then they become progressive. You know, they're having threesomes with, you know, five different types of Puerto Rican dudes, right? From all shades of Puerto Rican. Karen's freaky in the future. I feel like Karens eventually, they get, you know, after their second divorce, they start dating minorities. Just because, like, it's like they have all the money from the divorce, and they don't need that fucking white hedge fund dick anymore. So they're just, you know, they're just trying to explore outside, right? Get a little bit of sushi, if you know what I mean, right? Fucking suck down a burrito. I mean, listen, I need to make a documentary on the fucking transformation of Karen. What is the Karen stages of all? What are the Karen? What are all the stages of a Karen life cycle? You know, I mean, seriously, like those fucking airheaded like white women, like, I wonder what they're like on their deathbed. You know, if they're the same way, or if they just stay airheaded their entire lives, like they're having a stroke, they're like, oh my God, I'm like totally dying right now. But it's like, listen, where are we gonna summer next year? Like, holy shit, like my eyes are bleeding, and I can't hear anything anymore because there is literally pus coming out of my ears because I think I have like Ebola or something, which is just some from like African country. I don't know, but listen, if you don't stop staring at me, I'm gonna call the police on your Mexican ass. That shit would be hilarious, dude, if fucking Karen was having a heart attack and she called 911 just to report the black guy across the street. It's like, ma'am, I feel like you're having a heart attack. You're slurring your speech. Make sure the black guy's rested. Okay, that's enough about Karens, dude. Let's look at the news, bro. Let's look at the news. I just typed in news.google.com, and let's see if there are any fucking headlines that we can talk about, huh? Okay, there's a lot of really depressing shit over here. Holy fuck. This is all really depressing. Wow. Thank you, news. Oh, by the way, remember when, like, back in the day, if you fucking read the news a lot, you were considered, like, a smart person? You remember that shit? You were considered an intelligent person if you watched the news all the time. But nowadays, if you watch the news a bunch, you're a fucking lunatic. Like, who respects that? I don't think anyone respects that now, you know? You read the news all the time now. It's just like, are you trying to torture yourself? I do not understand. Are you trying to just make yourself miserable? And I don't know if news back in the day was different, right? I feel like it was in the early 2000s and the 90s, even the 90s, right? Just 20, 30 years ago, I feel like the news was like, oh, there's a gridlock in Washington today about this bill that pertains about blah, 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 blah. And it was more factual. Like, oh, in Abu Dhabi, there is a blah, 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 blah. Now it's just like, hey, guys, half the country's on fire. The virus has killed your uncle. And listen, there's a school shooter, even though schools aren't even in session. He just entered an empty building and he shot himself in the face. So that's something that we have to really worry about. Okay, let's do one news article and let's see it. Okay, Ted Cruz urges critics over presidential election challenge to calm down. It's like a tinderbox throwing lit matches into it. Okay, so this is from Politico. So he condemns those attacking him for his challenge to the certification of the presidential election for angry language. Okay. So he's mad at the people who are mad at him for trying to overturn the election. Okay. Oh my God, dude. Isn't that like the fucking Republican motto is like, we don't care about your feelings, right? And I think a famous comeback to that shit is you certainly have a lot of feelings for people who don't care about feelings, right? Like, dude, fucking cancel culture is fucking annoying, but there's some people who just, all they do is just they rage against cancel culture. Like, that's all they fucking talk about. And it's like, dude, people have a right to be upset about anything they want, you know? Like, the First Amendment goes both ways. You're allowed to say anything you want, and people are also allowed to voice their problems with what they have about what you have to say. So don't expect to say shit and not face repercussions. Like, if you say some fucked up shit, or you say some edgy shit, it's like, yeah, it might come back and bite you in the ass, and you just kind of have to take it. I mean, listen, it does get blown out of proportion, and there are much bigger evils in the world that should be, but it's like, also, like, dude, if you just get upset over people getting upset, then you're exactly the same as them, you know? And also, besides, like, I don't think cancel culture has had a huge effect on a lot of people, except for Shane Gillis. It kind of fucked him over. I mean, I think he's living with his parents right now, which is really unfortunate, because that guy's fucking funny, you know? He's a really funny guy, but yeah, I mean, the fact that he's not on SNL anymore, it's like, yeah, that kind of fucked his career over. So that's actually some damage. But then again, you know, I think if he gets his own fan base and stuff, which I don't think should be too hard for him, he should get back on his feet. And that's why, like I said, dude, you just need your own fan base. You need to build things on your own. You can't rely on a fucking network or a show to just propel you forward. It just never happens. You know? Just never fucking happens. So yeah, people who fucking, you know, get upset about, we don't care about your feelings, right? But like I was saying, Republicans, that's kind of what they say. We don't care about your feelings. It's like, you guys have a lot of feelings. You guys have a lot of fucking feelings, you know? Dude, I fucking posted this TikTok about white people. And the joke I said wasn't even that bad, you know? It wasn't the greatest joke in the world, but it was like, I thought it was kind of funny. It was very lighthearted. And it's obviously a joke, okay? It's obviously a joke. Here's the way the joke goes. I posted it on TikTok, okay? It was like, white people get offended over the weirdest things. Like, they won't get offended if you call them a cracker. But if you ask one of them if they like Coldplay, and it turns out they don't, they'll be fucking pissed. They'll be like, dude, I seem like the type of guy who'd like Coldplay. All right, why would you be so insensitive? This is a microaggression. That was the stupid bit I told on TikTok. It's a stupid joke, you know? Coldplay is just a fucking name I threw out there, whatever. And white people, these white dudes, okay, not white women, okay, it was just all white dudes, just like, oh, look, an Asian racist. Oh, look, dude, a ching chong, ching chong. Oh, bro, that is so racist. How could you group all white people together? Dude, why do you bring up race all the time? Where's the actual humor? Dude, it's like, bro, I know those are the type of dudes who, if someone told a hacky Asian joke, and these Asian guys couldn't even fucking drive, they would be howling. Oh my God, dude, it's so funny. And if you know, a comedian got canceled over like a joke made out about a colored person, they'd be like, oh, dude, just get over it. We don't care about the feeling. They're the same type of people who will be upset over fucking white jokes, you know? I mean, white people have been able to do this fucking amazing thing where if a comic jokes about white people, they're a hack. But if a white comic jokes about minorities, they're brave. And they'll label it as like, oh, well, it's a lot harder to get away with. It's not. Go to the middle of the country where it's all white people and try to tell white people jokes. It's fucking hard. The audience is all white and they're not peace. They don't give a fuck. They're not progressive, you know? And you're like, dude, I'm fucking killing in Wichita with these fucking Mexican jokes. No shit, dude. You're telling it to fucking Hillbilly Joe over there who's fucking like, yeah, fucking deport them all. It's not hard, all right? So stop shitting on other fucking comics for doing their thing, you know? And it's like, dude, fucking minority comics can't even joke about their own race, right? Like, if you have an Asian comic just do a bunch of Asian jokes, white people will be like, oh, dude, what a hack. What's up with all the Asian stuff? You have a white comic do a bunch of Asian jokes, they're like, dude, fucking edgy, bro. So edgy, dude. The fact that you could even pull that out, wow. Wow, you fucking pulled back the, you know, your eyes and you were making that slanty face. Like, dude, you're so brave. Fuck you, dude. Fuck all the white comics like that. And obviously, it's not the majority of them, but there are a select few. You know, some of them have success and they complain about that shit. And it's fucking annoying. It's like, dude, get off your fucking white high horse. Disgust. All right? Disgust. I want to shift back to some fucking hater comments, though. Dude, I got some fucking hate comment on Twitter just yesterday. And this is just a great illustration of why hate comments online just is something that no one should ever worry about, okay? So this guy, apparently he listened to one episode of my podcast, okay? It was the episode about Johnny Depp getting beat by Amber Heard. I talked about that a little bit, and I basically called Johnny Depp a pussy for getting beat by a woman. Which, again, this podcast is a fucking joke, okay? If your woman is assaulting you, call the police. Woman is assaulting you, go fucking call the police, you know? Right? But it's also like, dude, just fucking maybe give her a 1-2 and knock her out a little bit. That's another part of how it should be a joke. Obviously, I'm talking about hitting women, dude. Of course you shouldn't hit women. God. So this guy tweets at me. He's like, wow, I just listened to this episode of the podcast and it talks about, you know, Johnny Depp getting beat by Amber Heard. And it's like, females do assault males and female-on-male violence is actually a terrible thing. Grow up. Your podcast sucks, et cetera, et cetera. And this guy tweeted it to me. And I was like, okay, first of all, thank you for listening. All right. I appreciate you listening to the episode of the podcast because I could use more listeners. But then I went on his page. And, dude, this is the biggest Johnny Depp fan of all time. They just tweet about, and they tweet like 11 times a day, just all Johnny Depp stuff. Oh, Johnny Depp in this movie, just pictures of Johnny Depp. Amber Heard needs to go to jail. Johnny Depp, Johnny Depp. I think this person, they found my podcast because they literally Googled Johnny Depp for so long that they were on like the 600th Google search page of Johnny Depp, and they found my episode titled Johnny Depp Getting Beat Like Hotcakes. And then they were like, okay, let's shit on this guy. And they listened to it. Like, that's why you can't listen to hate comments online, because they're all fucking crazy, right? Okay, you piss off the biggest Johnny Depp fan in the world. That's fine. If you're really that into Johnny Depp, you got problems, because you know what? Johnny Depp, he's a great actor. He's had some great movies. But you know what? He's fine. He's fucking okay, all right? If you think about Johnny Depp more than once every 2 years, you got problems. So that's why I don't listen. So that's why, like, on TikTok and shit, like, dude, I don't even read the comments anymore. I just post, and then I log off. And then I post again, and I log off. Everyone who comments on shit is retarded, especially the hate comments. So if you're getting cyberbullied by anyone, you know, and you're getting hate comments on anyone by anyone online, like, they're crazy. Because here's the thing. Sometimes I'll watch a video, too, or I'll see a post, and I won't really like it. But I never comment because I know that's not going to do anything. In order to comment and you think it's going to change people's minds, you're an idiot. You're dumb. You know, all the sane people, they're not commenting. And if they don't like something, they just scroll past it. Which is a very normal and healthy response. Guys, that's going to be the podcast, man. I think the shorter episodes are... Well, listen, I'm just going to record as long as I want. Because honestly, an hour as of this point is just too much. I find like when I'm around this much in, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. And right now, I want to stop talking because it's a little too much me. It's a little too much Alvin. So you guys have a fucking great rest of the week. Remember to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Send me a note, man. If you want to email me, send me a note. And you guys have a great rest of the week. I'll see you next Monday. Happy New Year.